Welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I'm Sharon Knotts and I'm so glad you're listening today because I know you will be blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? Maybe you know the answer or maybe you're not sure. Well, either way, I believe you're going to learn something new today as you listen to this exciting message, What is the Exceeding Greatness of God's Power? At the close of the program, I'll tell you how you can get a copy of today's message. And now let's join Brother Hardy.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power.
It's going to be according. The word according to means in the mode of what is usually. If God supplies your need according to his riches and glory, giving you a dollar is not according to his riches. His riches and glory means all of his fullness. Okay, go ahead.
Which he wrought in Christ.
When he energized, put into operation in Christ. When did he energize him?
When he raised him from the dead.
When he raised him from the dead with a glorified body.
And set him up at his own
right hand.
In the heavenly places.
Where?
Far above
all
principalities and
powers
and might
and dominion
and every name
that is named
not only now
but also
in the ages to come.
If that don't make you happy, you are dead. Who is the favorite undertaker? Marsh, you need to go turn yourself in.
And hath put all things under
all,
his feet.
You emphasize it. All things. How many say amen? Under his feet.
And gave him.
To be the head.
Over all things
all
in the church.
Pertaining to the church. He made us his head. But as the head, we draw his wisdom and knowledge. That's where your knowledge comes. Your direction. How many say, you didn't know all that was jammed in that little few verses, did you?
Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
The body of Christ is God's fullness on the earth. The head of the body, the church, which is God's fullness. The whole church is supposed to have all of the fullness of God operating in it. You're not supposed to be some weak sister. Afraid of your shadow. You need to get up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, do you know who you are? You need to say, I'm a son of God. I'm in the same family as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I got the same nature. I got the same ability. I got the same promises. I got the same power. How many say amen? Because he raised us up to and set us with Jesus in heavenly places with all principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, and every name and every potentate. I don't care what you call him, huh? The Pasha or the King or the Prince or the Tsar, they're all under our feet. Shut up, devil.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Whew.
Come on.
He put on my killer shoes.
Amen.
Let me hear Sister Sharon preach that. I'm going to illustrate that one of these days, the killer shoes. He's down there. If he opens his mouth, I'm going to stick my foot in his mouth. Man, you ought to be straightening up now and saying, greater is he that's in me. And he's the most powerful being in the whole universe. Huh? And he's demonstrated that power. Because the hardest thing for man is to raise somebody from the dead. They can't do it. Doctors are doing wonderful things now. But when God says to the spirit, come out of that body, nothing they can do. Nothing they can do is come out to the family, hang their head, said we did all we could. But God has turned his power to us. The greatest miracle was raising Jesus from the dead. That's the greatest demonstration. The next greatest is raising you from the dead of trespasses and sin, and changed you from the vile creature that you are into the likeness of Jesus, and made an heir and a joint heir with him. I remember rarely, oh man, it must be over 50 years ago when God gave me that message, heirs of God and joint heirs. It blew me. It blew my mind. I couldn't contain it. What kind of love is this that he takes such a dirty, vile person and makes him an equal heir with Jesus? What is this? What is this?
And you hath he quickened.
When it says you, that's you. See, you ain't me, and I ain't you, but I'm a you. I'm a you in that verse. And what you do is initial it. You, R.G. Hardy.
And you hath he quickened who were dead.
Quickened, made alive. We were dead, but he made us alive. He didn't raise us from the dead. He made us alive. It's a difference between raising from the dead and quickening and making you alive. Go ahead.
Who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
Okay, he quickened you so that you're not walking according to the course of this world. Or are you? Where are you walking at? You walking according to the world? See, he's against worldliness. We walked according to the world, and if you're walking according to the world, then you're walking according to the prince of the power of the world, called the god of this world. It means evil generation, age. He is now working in those children of disobedience. But if I'm obeying God, he can't work in me.
That's right.
That's why you better take care not to disobey God, because then pretty soon the prince of the power of the air, the evil one, will get to work in you. And the word is working means energizing you. There's a whole lot of people out there being energized by the devil. Mm-hmm. But I'm energized by the Lord. And the energy of the Lord is greater than the energy of the devil.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in
now
times
here,
past.
This is an old King James Version conversation. I don't mean to talk. It means conduct. Your whole mode of life. We had our life. We walked in the same way. What did we walk in?
In the lust of our flesh.
Oh, we did. But if you're saved, you don't walk in the lust of your flesh.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And
huh?
We're by
Wait
nature.
Our mind. But I got a new mind. And I'm not fulfilling the desires of that old nature that's energized by Satan. But what's happening?
And we're by nature the children of wrath.
I'm a child of wrath. God's wrath is coming against me because I'm doing that. But what now?
But God.
But God. I like that. You see, the devil says a lot of things and people say a lot of things. You're in a situation, nothing can help you. But then I like the word, but God. You got to bring God into equation.
But God,
who is rich
in mercy. Hallelujah.
Giving us what we shouldn't have. Go ahead.
For his great love.
For his great love.
Wherewith he loved us.
Go ahead.
Even when we were dead in sins, Amen. Hath quickened us together with Christ.
Quickened us, made us alive with him.
By grace
by
we are
saved. By grace, by the free gift.
And hath raised us
and
up
now
together.
Now the second raising, raised us up with him.
And made us sit together.
Sit together. Where are you sitting at?
Amen.
I ain't worried about Satan's seat.
Amen.
He's going to be thrown out. Amen. I'm sitting somewhere. I'm raised up with him. I'm quickened like he was quickened. I'm raised up with him. I'm seated where he is. And that means all those powers are under my feet.
Amen.
So I used to preach a message, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? He can huff and he can puff, but he isn't blowing my house down. Because number one, I'm not a little piggy, I'm a little lambie. And I'm not in a straw house. And not in a stick house, I'm in the Rock of Ages. Oh, Lord. I tell you what, go out to the mountain and try to blow it down. Put a big fan on it and try to do it.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.
What's he going to do? We only got a down payment now, but in the ages to come, he's going to show us something.
The exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved.
By grace, you don't deserve it.
And that not of yourselves.
No, it's the gift of God.
It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship.
We are his workmanship. You think God's going to make a bunch of sloppy looking things? Imperfect.
Created in Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Unto good works.
Good works.
Amen.
Not works to get in, works after you get in.
Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Walk in good works.
Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ.
Without God, every Gentile was without God because they weren't under the covenant of Israel. They weren't their covenant people. Go ahead.
Being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope.
We didn't have any hope till Jesus came.
Amen. What an anointed and encouraging message by God's servant, Brother Hardy. What is the exceeding greatness of God's power? How exciting to know that God wants us to know, that is to experience the exceeding greatness of his power, that he wants the eyes of our spiritual understanding to be enlightened so that we may know the riches of our inheritance in Christ. How could we possibly define God's power in its superlative manifestation? It has been said that when the New Testament writers want to define the great love of God, they point to the cross. And when they want to define the great power of God, they point to the empty tomb. But God's power exceeded even the raising of Jesus from the dead, because others have also been raised from the dead. For God not only raised Jesus out of the sepulcher, but he raised him far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. He raised him to sit at his own right hand, the place of supreme power and honor and authority. And child of God, it gets better. He raised us up too, with him, and seated us with him in the heavens with all authority under our feet, because we are his body in this world. Saints, you need to get this message, and it is available in audio tape and CD for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer number 314T for the audio tape or 314CD for the CD. And send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, go online to rghardy.org. Now, even if you do not wish to order, we still need to hear from you. And we ask you that you'd send a special offering to help us pay for the airtime. Your support is vital if we're to remain on this station. But if you'd like today's message, ask for offer number 314T for the tape, or 314 CD for the CD, and send your love offering to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online to rghardy.org.